Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And when they bring you unto the synagogues, and unto magistrates and powers, take ye no thought how or what thing ye shall answer, or what ye shall say. Men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, who has gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him.